in church on Wednesday night. I can't think of anybody anywhere else I'd rather be unless the Lord wanted to take us home, won't you? Amen. Good to see you. Go to page 211 in your songbooks. Would you stand and sing with us? Page 211.
Page 211, let's just praise the Lord. Amen.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Turn to page 345. What a friend we have in Jesus. Page 345.
Amen. I believe Jesus is your friend tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Sing out.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
On the last.
Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Amen.
All right, well, we welcome you this evening to Florence Baptist Church. We hope that you're having a good week, and we welcome those watching via live stream. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for tonight. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be in church this evening. Lord, we ask for your blessing upon the service. We pray that you'd come and meet with us tonight in a special way. Lord, every time we get to come to your house, it's a privilege and a joy. And Father, I just pray that you'd help us, Lord, to learn and to grow from the scriptures tonight. Lord, if there's one here tonight that's never come to a saving knowledge of you, I pray that you convict them of their need for salvation. Lord, or tuning in via live stream, Lord, we just ask that you meet that need in their life. Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, I don't have a whole lot of announcements to make right now. I'll make a couple in a moment, but I did want to share a couple of things. Brother Gary did message me and let me know that he was able to go home today. He's been discharged. And so that is an answer to prayer. So please continue to pray for him as he recovers from that. And even though he had a pretty major surgery, we're glad that they found it, that they were able to go in there and get him the procedure that was needed. And so continue to pray for him. But that was a praise report, and we're so glad to hear about Brother Gary. And he did specifically want me to tell the church, thank you for praying. And I know, church, mean that. I know that you were faithful and diligent in doing that. And I believe that's been the difference maker. Just look at how fast he's recovered from this. That has to be the Lord working. So thank you, church, for praying for Brother Gary. And then also continue to pray. And we'll get more into the prayer time in a second. But Ms. Nancy's still trying to recover. Brother Tuck's surgery has been postponed. And just a lot of things going on. And then I also wanted to mention, I asked prayer for my sister and brother-in-law. And I think that I had mentioned, I don't remember how much I mentioned, but basically they were supposed to come home on the 31st from their honeymoon out of Egypt, and then he got COVID, and so they had to stay a little bit longer than they anticipated until they were both in the clear. And so now, last I heard, they were on the plane to Amsterdam, leaving Egypt. So they were flying from Cairo, Egypt, to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam to Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia to Gainesville, where they live. So they've still got a lot of flying in front of them over the ocean. How many think they would enjoy that? Amen. I know my wife is not raising her hand on that part, flying over oceans, right? And so do pray for their safety as they travel home. So thank you all for praying. That is an answer to prayer that they were able to get on the plane. They had to, their paperwork had to be approved, because you can't get on an international flight with a positive COVID test. They're just not going to let you do it. And so both of them were able to be negative, thank the Lord, and so they're able to come home. They've got jobs and children and things to get to, so thank you for praying for that, church. That's all that I'll share as far as that goes. We'll talk more about prayer and things like that in just a moment. In the meantime, Connor, why don't you come back and lead us in another song?
Turn to page 522. Page 522. No, wait, 542, my bad. 542. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Page 542.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon the promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge beneath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. On the last, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
to make a couple of announcements here, our regular announcements. Lord willing, this coming Sunday will be our noisy bucket. And of course, understand that goes to our building fund. And so, Chuck, if you got your little fire boot, bring that on Sunday, okay? Who's seen Chuck's fire boot? Have you? Yeah, it's about what, that big, Chuck? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And he keeps all his change and puts it in the noisy bucket, and we look forward to that. And then Quentin's job to remind me Sunday that we're supposed to have ice cream fellowship. So don't, I'm reminding you, Quentin, to remind me on Sunday morning, okay? And so we're going to have ice cream fellowship, Lord willing, Sunday evening. And then our next tug, we're looking at February the 11th. And then looking into March the 4th, we have a gospel singing here on a Friday evening with Mark and Andrea Forrester. And so we hope that you already make plans to come and be a part of that. And we'll probably have some more information for that as we get closer. So that's all that I have right now in the way of announcements. Let's sing one more song, and this will be our offertory hymn for this evening.
Turn to page 522 in His time, page 522. In His time, in His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day as You're teaching me Your way, that You do just what You say in Your time. Let's get a couple ushers come forward.
Quentin, come on, bud. We need your help. Jameson.
John, bow your hands. God, thank You, Lord, for today, for another opportunity to gather in Your house, Lord. Lord, I pray that You bless the offering, Lord, and I pray that You please bless the giver, and we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Young men to come on up, and I'll let you decide whether you classify yourself as young man or not. That's up to you. But let me get a couple of young men to come out here and pass out our prayer list. Come out, please. Jameson, you look young enough. Quentin, you look young enough too. Here you go. Why don't you start on this side? So you start on that side, Quentin. Let everybody have a prayer sheet. Okay. I think these young men are doing an outstanding job, don't you? Amen. Amen. Love to see them help out, take up offering. Got to teach the young people how to serve the Lord too, right? Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help this evening. Okay. Let us take some time now and make some prayer requests. Let's go on here and mention, I want to say, going back to what we touched on a second ago, Brother Tuck, and just so you know, Brother Tuck, of course, has wanted to be here. He's not trying to lay out or anything like that. You know that's not Brother Tuck. He has literally had to stay in quarantine for his surgery, and then that keeps getting postponed. And so it's kind of really frustrating. I think this is the second time now it's been rescheduled. This week it was because his doctor got COVID. And so now they've had to move everything back again. And I feel so bad for Brother Tuck. And I know he's listening tonight. We feel bad for you, brother. We do miss you. The best that we've got to see him is literally probably 30 yards apart when we go by his house for a minute and, you know, and literally see him in the driveway or something. But do continue to pray for that, not just for the surgery, church, but just that, it, you know, we could get it scheduled or they can get it scheduled and get it done so that way he can, you know, obviously this is for his hip and everything. That he's just really needed this surgery for a while. And then once it's done, then it's the road to recovery. So so just a lot of needs there. And I hope, Tuck, you don't mind me saying that much, but we are behind you, brother, and we do miss you and certainly want to see that get done for you so it can help you. So just pray for that. And then I wanted to talk about Miss Nancy again for a second. And she has just been one thing after another, COVID. And I don't think she had COVID, but pneumonia. And what else was it? Bronchitis? Flu and pneumonia. She had actually gotten to such a bad coughing spell that it broke one or two of her her ribs. Yeah, and so I didn't even know that was possible. And so she's just been really sick. And so I wish everybody would pray for her. And then I mentioned tonight to the men, and I'm going to take some prayer requests here in Second Church, but I did mention tonight to the men, Brother Ron Blair. He's a dear pastor friend of mine, good friend of mine, just always been a big help and encouragement to our family. His name is Ron Blair, and he's having some heart trouble, and then he told me today that he's got COVID, and so would you please pray for my friend and this church in Campbellsville, Kentucky, Ron Blair, and just such a good man of God, and concern for him, and just this ongoing health needs that he's had. And so I promised him we'd pray for him, and I know that you will. And so that's our friend, Ron Blair. With that being said, let me take some prayer requests tonight. Who's got a prayer request? Miss Winnie?
Yes, I found out my sister in Kansas, Peggy, has COVID.
Hmm.
And she's been running a very high fever for the last couple of weeks.
You know, church, I don't remember a time where there's been this much sickness at one time. I don't just mean here in our church and in Florence, Arizona. Brother Echoes, how many places have you filled in? You've lost count from places for filling in because of sickness. I got a call last week at work. They hunted me down trying to get a hold of Brother Echoes needing pulpit supplies. So here's another one Miss Winnie mentioned for her sister Peggy. I've mentioned a couple of them tonight. And it's just really, really just a lot going on. So please remember Miss Winnie's sister, Peggy, with COVID in Kansas. Okay? Chuck?
Yeah. It was my wrist, my hand, my thumb. Without your thumb, you don't have a hand.
Yeah.
I got a problem with my thumb joint.
Please remember Chuck. He's been having an ongoing battle with his thumb. And probably a lot of that has to do with his, you know, lack of usage in his other arm and overusage in that arm, right, Chuck? And so please pray about that for Chuck and that he could get some help or some relief on that. Olivia? Yeah. Remember, Brother Will, still ongoing health needs and then back pain as well. Miss Kennedy? Hmm. And there's another one. I mean, everybody probably knows somebody. Please remember Kennedy's friend Abby and her family in particular. What's the young girl's name again? Gracie? Gracie, who has really got a bad case of COVID. Yes, Gemma? This is a coworker of yours, Holly. Okay, yeah, for Salvation. Yes, ma'am, and for guidance. Oh, and I did want to mention, just reminded me of another brother, Scamato told me that COVID has hit his house. And so, of course, they're part of the church here. So please remember the Scamato family, as of course they're staying home for that. I seen another hand. Oh, yes. Yes, please remember Dennis and Carol. They've had ongoing sickness. They get over it and then get it back. And please remember that we sure do miss them as well. Yes, yes, and her sister as well. She didn't want to go too detailed into that. Just remember some of her family. Brother Eccles.
Pastor Anthony DeCunha at San Pedro Valley Baptist Church in Dudleyville, he has had COVID 3 times in the whole just almost rapid succession. And it went through the church. That's the second time I've been there. Before it was about 50. The mines have closed down. I mean, it's a hardship. And we have maybe 20, 15.
That was where? What's the name of the church?
It's San Pedro.
San Pedro.
Yeah, Valley Baptist Church. And the town is Dudleyville. Dudleyville, Dudleyville.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that was needing help. And, Pastor Anthony at San Pedro Valley Baptist in Dudleyville, Arizona. Please remember him battling COVID as well. Anybody else before we pray? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. God, thank you again for allowing us to, Lord, take this time and Lord, just lay all of our burdens and Lord, just care at your feet. And God, we thank you, first of all, for how we've seen you work. Lord, we think about Brother Gary. God, how you've worked in his life and touched him and healed him. And Lord, brought him through this major heart surgery. And Father, we give you praise for what you've done there. Lord, many other situations, God, we've seen you work. We thank you for answering the prayer for my sister and brother-in-law, Thomas, and God, as they're finally on the plane heading towards home. Lord, we do pray for their safety and protection as they travel. God, and we come to you tonight with several, needs on our hearts and our minds, fresh needs, and some of them ongoing needs. We think about Brother Tuck tonight. We still want to lift him up in prayer. Lord, we know that there's a lot of needs there. And Lord, with the surgery again getting postponed, but God, I just pray that you be with him. I pray that you be with Brother Dana this week, Lord, and we're thankful for the good report there as well, for the testing and everything, and God, we're thankful for that. I pray that you continue to be with him this week. Lord, we think about Miss Nancy, Lord, as she's been having an ongoing sickness and, Lord, a lot of pain and discomfort, and I just pray that you touch her body, give her healing, and God, help her to recover quickly. Lord, I pray for our friend, Brother Pastor Ron Blair this evening. God, we know the needs that he has. And Lord, just a concern for our friend. But Lord, we're going to leave it in your hands and pray that you'd meet a need for him and his church family there in Campbellsville, Kentucky. God, we think about Miss Winnie's sister, Peggy, who's now contracted COVID as well. And we want to lift her up in prayer that you would touch her body. We think about Chuck this evening, Lord, battling the need with his thumb, and God, to just pray for healing and a touch on him. We think about Brother Will tonight, still battling ongoing health needs, and Lord, with the back pain that he's been experiencing, pray that you touch his body. Lord, as Miss Kennedy mentioned tonight for her friend Abby, and in particular this young lady, Gracie, Father, we want to lift them up in prayer tonight. God, especially that young girl who's had a really bad case of COVID, and Father, we just pray that you'd help her. We think about Ms. Gemma's friend, Holly, for salvation, God, with the need that's there. We pray that, Lord, that you convict her of her need or Lord, whatever spiritual needs may be there. Also for guidance for Gemma that was asked for as well. Pray that you give her wisdom, to meet that need. Lord, we think about the Scamato family this evening, Lord, battling sickness again. And I just pray that you just give them healing, give them touch, put a protection on that family. Lord, touch them with the hand of the great physician. We think about Ms. Dennis or Brother Dennis and Ms. Carol. Tonight, I pray that you'd help them to recover, Lord, just continue an ongoing sickness, and Lord, just needs in their family as well. And we think about this Pastor Anthony, Lord, at San Pedro Valley, God, Lord, just continuously battling COVID and in his church and the church family. God, it's hit them pretty hard, and we just want to lift them up in prayer. Pray that you'd meet the need that's there. Lord, we thank you again for your goodness, and Lord, you've been good to us, Lord, and allowing us to be here tonight. We pray that you bless the remainder of the service, Lord, that you would be honored and exalted in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, take our Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 this evening. And we'll share some things that the Lord has laid on our heart. And hopefully and pray it'll be a help and an encouragement to you this evening. Just something just really felt like the Lord was leading us to this evening after doing some reading and things of that nature. Let's get this thing here taken care of. All right, Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading in verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5. And start reading in verse 14. Bible says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for tonight. Ask for your blessing on the preaching of your word. We ask for your wisdom, Lord. We pray that you minimize distractions, Lord, that we can focus on the message at hand. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And we're looking here tonight in this passage here. And I just want to emphasize as we get into the message this evening in verse 14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth." Now, I said Sunday morning, I think it was, about how one of my sons really makes a challenge of getting out of bed 10 minutes before we're getting ready to leave the house, and wants to get dressed and get his clothes on and comb his hair and get his shoes on within 10 minutes, right? And so it's generally not the first time that he has been warned to wake up, right? And so sometimes we have to get pretty serious about it, but that's another story. But nevertheless, we're saying, hey, it's church time, right? It's time to get up and get dressed and go to church. So as we talked about Sunday, the question wasn't whether we're going to church. The question's like, or really a statement, it's time to go to church, right? It's time to go to church. And the challenge is the fact that typical teenagers, they like to sleep. How many of you got teenagers that like to sleep? How many of you got teenagers that sometimes you just have to do something to wake them up, right? And essentially you're saying to them, wake up, right? And so that's part of sometimes what happens is a challenge in that regard, trying to get teenagers to wake up. What we're looking at tonight, friend, is essentially a message to us as children of God, as people of God, basically telling us in a way to wake up, right? I think today, Christians, there's a lot of things that we need to wake up about, right? It says there in that verse, "Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Now, we're just taking a thought there, "Awake thou that sleepest." And we're going to look at some things tonight that I think will help us in a spiritual sense to wake up, kind of to open our eyes about some things. Now, when you look in the Word of God, you'll see that the Bible does say that this know in the last days, perilous times shall come. Matthew 24 talks about some of the signs that we'll see. There we see some of the actual nature, character of people. And I want to tell you, friend, if you don't believe that it's close for the time for the Lord to come back, you better wake up, right? Because I believe that we're close. I believe that it's not much longer. Say, how? I don't know exactly, and nobody does know. I do believe that it's close. Now, if somebody tries to give you a day or an hour, then, hey, we know that that's a false prophet, because no, the Bible says no man knoweth the day nor the hour, right? I can't sit here and give you a particular day. What we do see is seasons, according to the Word of God, and we are seeing that. What that says to us as Christians is that We need to wake up in a spiritual sense. Now, I know that you're sitting up in the pew, and maybe you're awake right now, and maybe you're not, right? In a literal sense. Maybe you had a long day of work. I get that. But what I'm saying tonight, church, as we get into the thought tonight, is that in the spiritual sense, we've got to wake up. Amen? Because there's some things that we need to wake up to. Now, we're going to look at for the next few moments some things that I believe from a spiritual standpoint that'll help us to wake up. Now, I know that when I've fallen asleep before, one of the things that I have done and say I'm needing to really stay up is I take a walk outside and get a little fresh air. How many have ever done that before? Right? Or maybe you're driving in a car and you've got a long distance to go. Maybe what do? You crack the window and get a little bit of fresh air. Or what I've often done is literally stopped the car, gone into a rest area, got into a travel plaza of some nature, and I walk inside, make myself get out of the car, walk inside and splash some cool water on my face and essentially help me to wake up. But it starts generally, most of the time, at least for me, it starts with some kind of walk, right? So I got to do something to try to help myself in a way to wake up. Now here the Bible says in that next verse, in verse 15, see that ye what? See that you, are you with me? In verse 15, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So it's telling us here, spiritually speaking, that we need to walk circumspectly. So one of the things that I believe will help us to wake up in the spiritual sense is to watch our walk, to walk circumspectly. Now, when the Bible is talking about circumspectly, it means in a way of being cautious, right? Looking out for danger, looking out ahead. Just like when you drive down the road, the idea is to keep your eyes focused on the road to see what's ahead of you in case of oncoming danger or a stoplight or things that stop signs, things of that nature. You got to be watching the direction that you're going. So when we talk about walking circumspectly, I mean, sometimes we do it without even thinking. If I'm going to step down, which I do all the time, I know that I got to step down on this first step right here, and then I got to step down another one. What happens if I don't do that? Y'all probably see me laying me down here on the floor, and Brother Courtney and Tom probably trying to pick me up, right? Probably have to get the rest of the boys involved in on it too. And I can watch it, and I still may fall. Don't be surprised if you see me fall, right? Don't be shocked by it, because it happens. But what the Bible is telling us, church, is that we need to walk circumspectly. We have got to be careful today. Man, I want to tell you something, church. The devil will do anything he can to sneak into your family and destroy your family. The devil will use your kids. He'll use husband against the wife. He'll use these thoughts that come into your mind. It doesn't matter whether you're young or whether you're older. He'll use anything to try to discourage you, to try to defeat you. Friend, you got to watch our step. Spiritually speaking, you got to watch your step. And we're living in a day and a time where, I believe that evil has always existed. We know that since the Garden of Eden, the devil has been deceptive. So this isn't nothing new, right? Well, this isn't we've seen some wicked days. We've seen some evil times. We've seen some throughout the history of Israel where they were just a wicked nation. So what we're talking about is not new. The Bible says, be not ignorant of the devil's devices. We know that he's been at this game a long time. But what I'm saying is that it seems like even today that things are more subtle. You know, you see them in a show, or you see them in lyrics of a song that we think has a good rhythm, but then when you listen to the message, it's just ungodly and has nothing to do with anything that honors God. Amen? And I'm just saying, church, that we have to be careful what we allow in our homes, what we allow into our minds. I read something the other day, and it was really making a reference to diet, right? You know, our diet affects how we feel, physically in a lot of ways. But it was an interesting point that said, your diet is not just what you eat. It's what you read. It's what you listen to, right? It's who you allow to influence you. And the reality is, friends, all of us are influenced by something. Whether we want it or not. Now, I hope that we can stay today that, you know, preacher, I'm influenced by the Word of God. And that's what essentially Colossians 1:18 says, that Christ must be the preeminence, meaning he's first in influence or rank. So I hope that we would say that nothing would influence more than the Word of God. I hope that's true, but we still have to be careful of other things that we allow. We have to watch our walk and the direction that we're going. Friend, it's time to wake up. Watch your step. Watch your step. I mean, we know that our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And friend, the devil is just looking for his opportunity to pounce on you, friend. He doesn't like you. In fact, he hates you. He would love nothing more than to do everything that he can to destroy you. So we're talking about waking up. The first thing that we're looking at is our walk. Let's read on to the next verse there in verse 16. Redeeming the what? Time. Because the days are evil. So the first thing we talked about waking up, we have to watch our walk and we have to watch our time. We have to watch our time. Now I noticed that one of the things that happens, when say that I am sleeping in the middle of the night and then I suddenly wake up for whatever reason. Anybody else have trouble with that? You sometimes just wake up and you just can't go back to sleep, right? You know, one of the first things that I do if I do wake up in the middle of the night, I check my time. I'm like, what time is it? Lord, please tell me I got about 4 more hours of sleep because I need at least that much. Right? Is that just me or is that happening to you? Okay, I'm just checking. I didn't know if the rest of y'all were human tonight or not. Amen. But you know, I check my time. Right? Generally, when I wake up, I check. You know what would be wise for us to do as Christians? It'd be wise to always redeem the time. As the psalmist said, Lord, teach us to number our days. And the reality is, church, we don't know. I know we had a message really more geared a few weeks ago, really centered around this thought, but the reality is we don't know how much time that we have. We don't. I mean, even if the Lord tarries a little longer, I think I mentioned before, you know, I could have less time than you. I could be the oldest fellow here tonight. If tonight was my time for the Lord to take me home, then that means I've got less time than you. And essentially the time that I have, I better make the most of it. And so because we don't know, church, we've got to be careful of the time. We've got to be careful of our days. We've got to get back to the place of, listen, I'm here to live for God today. I'm not waiting for next week. I'm not waiting for years from now. I'm not waiting for me to get over this project that I'm in or get over this issue. Listen, we got to wake up every day with a mentality. Today's another day that God has given me, and I'm going to do everything that I can to serve God. Friend, we don't have any more time to waste. Say, well, I'll witness to my neighbor later on. How do you know you got that much time? How do you know, first of all, you have the time? How do you know your neighbor has the time? You don't know how many stories that we've heard throughout the years. You know, I meant to go and witness to them, and then something happened to them. Friend, that's not a responsibility that I want on my mind. I don't want blood required on my hand, as the Bible talks about, where He has set us over to be a watchman. And it's our duty and it's our responsibility. Friend, if we got a neighbor, if we got somebody we got to tell about the gospel, let's go ahead and do it now because we don't know how much time we got. Let's do everything that we can to bring them to Christ. Now, you can't force them to get saved. I get that. But friend, our duty and our responsibility is to share the gospel with them, invite them to come to know Christ, and you let God do the work. In fact, Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase, friend. And that's what we have to do. I believe God's concerned about our faithfulness. But what I'm saying, friends, we just don't know. We've got to wake up and we've got to watch our time because we need to take note that our time is short. And again, we've already established the fact that I believe our time is short from the Lord's return. But then the fact that we don't know how much personally, how much time that we have. Talking about waking up, we got to watch our walk. We got to watch our time. And then thirdly, we got to watch or really focus on our understanding. On our understanding. Notice there in verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Church, you know one of the saddest things that we ever deal with sometimes is people wandering around in life saying, I don't know what it is that God wants me to do. Friend, if first of all, there's already enough in the Word of God that we know is part of God's will, why don't you start there? Why don't we start with things that we know that God wants us to do? live a life that we know God wants us to live. We know God wants us to be faithful to the house of God. We know that God wants us to be a witness. We know that God wants us to be in the Word of God and spend time in prayer. Those are basic things that we already know. And then starts things to grow from there. Now, as you start to grow as a Christian, I promise you that God will open up other doors for you to serve in. He will. Now, there does come a time where we have to prove ourselves in that sense. You know, the Bible says, lay no hands suddenly on no man. Hey, when it comes to, you know, having people to help teach and things like that, hey, friend, the reality is we do have to prove ourselves to be faithful. We have to prove ourselves that we've grown in the Lord and that we can help other people, that we've established ourselves, that we're grounded into the Word of God. But friend, we can work to those things, but it doesn't mean that we need to wait to serve God. There's plenty already that God has called us to do. We need to be busy serving God now. We need to have an understanding. The Bible literally says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. It's important for us today, church, to wake up in the spiritual sense and get back to understanding from the basics of the Word of God, understanding what God's will is. Now, let me back up on that before I move up. You do know, friend, you do know that the number one thing for you, the number one God's will for you is that you be saved. Amen. You do know that, right? The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So what does that mean, Pastor? That before you can do anything else, you can't even really get busy, serious about serving God until you have come to know Christ in a personal way, till you have received Christ as your personal Savior. So that is number one. Before anything else, those other things I mentioned were after you've been saved, that will help us to grow spiritually, that will prove ourselves to be faithful. The Bible says, moreover, is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But before that, friend, you must come to know Christ in a personal way. We've mentioned tonight, church, our walk. We've mentioned tonight our time. We've mentioned our understanding. Number four this evening, let's talk about our spirit. Our spirit. Notice there in verse 18, the Bible says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with what? The Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. We shared this story, and it's kind of funny. Our class knows this story about the old Indian and the nature that he talked about. And then right as we shared that story, then we turned the page, and then it was there for us. But it was, the point was, and let me share it with you in context. The point was in overcoming sin. There's a whole chapter in really just dealing with helping us to overcome sin, right? Don't you think that's important, by the way? I mean, it's a battle. We're tempted every day. I believe it's a good help for us Christians. But the point that it was making there was that the spiritual warfare that is constantly going on, the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And there was an old Indian who told that story and illustrated about, he had this nature of like two old dogs, right? Two old dogs with him constantly fighting, constantly at each other, constantly in direct opposition, which really, if you get over and you study Galatians chapter 5, the Bible literally says they are contrary one to another, right? That is in direct opposition. Somebody says, I know, that's the way it is with my home. I'm always in contrary spirit to my wife. God help us, I hope that's not the case, amen? Right? Some of you smiling a little bit, amen. It's meant to just to make you smile, that's all. I hope that's not true. But there's always a conflict between the spirit and the flesh, and that's what he described. So he said, there's these two dogs always fighting within me. And somebody said, well, which one wins? He said, the one that I feed the most. The one that I feed the most. You know what the Bible says? Be filled with the Spirit. Fill the Spirit. Friend, you do know that there's different ways that you fill the Spirit of God. You're helping to get it filled right now. When you come to the house of God, you're helping to get that Spirit filled. When you open up the Bible, you're helping up to get that Spirit filled. When you listen to, as it says in the next verse, and we'll talk about that in a moment, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, you're helping to fill that Spirit. When you listen to good Bible preaching instead of just something else that really has nothing to do to really help your spirit, you're helping to fill that Spirit, right? So there's a lot. I mean, really, you can do a study just on filling the Spirit or being walking in the Spirit, right? So just think of it as, okay, what helps me spiritually? And the opposite of that is what feeds the flesh. So the idea is, friends, we want to feed the Spirit, fill with the Spirit, and not feed our flesh, right? So we have to be concerned about our spirit. Now, our spirit, you know, affects other things, and kind of the next thought we're going to get to in just a second, but it affects a lot of things. It affects our attitude. It affects our desire to want to be a witness. It affects our attitude when we come to the house of God, kind of like the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord in Psalm 122. So it affects a lot of things. We've got to be careful, friend, about literally feeding the Holy Spirit of God, feeding our spirit, the indwelling Spirit within us. So again, just to look at these things, so we talked about our walk, our time, our understanding, our spirit. And then the last thing we're going to look at tonight, look in verse 19, we're going to talk about our gratitude. Or, well, really, this next two verses, 19 and 20, excuse me. 19 and 20, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, I personally, when I read verse 19, I look at it as a transition, right? Doing that is a byproduct of being filled with the Spirit. You understand that? You have more of a desire to want to sing and praise the Lord when you're filled with the Spirit, and then in turn, it makes you want to do it more. You ever notice that the more you miss church, the less you miss church? But you know, the more you get in church and the more you get excited about church and the things of God, the more you want of it, don't you? You start to get somewhere praising God and singing to yourself, as the Bible says in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Hey, friend, it says it makes melody in your heart to the Lord. Boy, it just starts to really bring things together. So that attitude there that we're talking about is a byproduct of being filled with the Spirit. But then it leads to this next thought in verse 20, giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the last thing we're mentioning is our gratitude. When we get in the right spirit, we have this overwhelming bubbling for the things of God in our hearts, singing and making melody in our hearts. But then you know what I've come to find out, friend? People who are living in the Spirit, people who are praising God, they have a thankful heart. It doesn't matter what they go through, they thank God for it. Say, now, why do I thank God for the bad days? They will always find a way to thank God for it. They'll say, you know what? I went through this today, but by the grace of God, God brought me through it. Amen. Right? Amen. I was in an accident, but God protected me. Is that right, Miss Winnie? Yes. This happened to me. Brother Gary has been praising God. He's not sat around saying, oh, Pastor, I had to have a... No, he's been saying, this is what's going on, and let me tell you what God's doing about it. Praise God. Brother Gary now is on the other side. Now, he's still on the road to recovery, so don't stop praying for him. But what I'm saying is that, friend, it could have been worse. Somebody could have not caught what was going on, and we could be having a different conversation about our brother in Christ tonight, talking about funeral arrangements, but instead we're praying for recovery, not praying for his family for the loss of a life. Friend, there's always something to be thankful for. And that's what people who are living and being filled with the Spirit, that's what people who are praising God, they always find somewhere that they've seen God work to be thankful for. You go through a bad circumstance situation and then God brings you through it. And then we can stand and say, Pastor, listen, that was tough. But let me tell you what God taught me through that. And now I'm a stronger, now I'm a wiser, now I'm a more faithful Christian after God brought me through this thing. One of my favorite passages you'll find in the Word of God is, and it came to pass. And it came to pass, because this too shall pass, right? You know what I like about the story of Job? It's interesting. You start to study out the book of Job and the life of Job, you'll see all the turmoil that he went through. And it wasn't until the last chapter 42 in the book of Job, where the Bible says, and God turned the captivity of Job. You know what that's a reminder of? Now, I will say, it says when he prayed for his friends, that's a different message for another day. But my point is, the Bible specifically says that God turned the captivity of Job. It wasn't until the last chapter of the book of Job, but God turned it around. Amen. He had twice of everything that he had before. He said, well, he had twice the sheep, he had twice the well, twice the livestock, twice the servants, everything. And he even had twice the number of kids. And somebody one time said, well, God gave him the same amount of kids. No, he had 10 in heaven, and then God gave him 10 more. So then he had twice the number of kids. God blessed him with everything. God turned the captivity of Job. And friend, I can't tell you when the captivity in your life is going to be turned around. What I can tell you is that if it's of God and you're giving it to God, God will turn it around. God will turn it around. Friend, you do realize at the very least, even if in the life that we live, that God has chose for us to live in maybe a thorn in the flesh. I like what Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That is a future tense statement of a current suffering, of a transition. You know what he's saying is that God's going to turn it all around. It may not be till I'm up in glory, but God's going to turn it around. See, for the child of God, the Christian, we come out winners either way. For the child of God, for the Christian, we have something to be thankful for. We, even if we say, you know what, I'm glad I don't got to go through this for all of eternity. I'm glad that one day I go to that place where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm glad that I'm going to a place where really it's beyond our even our imagination of what God has prepared for us. I'm glad that one day we'll be able to reign with Him forever. Aren't you glad? I'm glad that one day we'll go to a place where there's no more suffering, no more pain, no more death, as it talks about in the book of Revelation 21. You see, friend, for us as Christians, there's always something to be thankful for. Christians, it's time to wake up. And if you look at each one of these individuals, spiritually speaking, they will help us to wake up. We've got to watch our walk. We've got to check our time. We've got to increase our understanding. We've got to check our spirit and our gratitude. Friend, these are things that we need to be well aware of. This is part of the spiritual war from the spiritual battle that we're in today. Let's wake up, Christians. Let's all stand to our feet. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Ask the pianist to come. And friend, whatever your need is tonight, the invitation's open. I know that a lot of what we've shared with you tonight has been for helping us in our spiritual growth. But maybe there's one here tonight or somebody here tonight with every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around for just a moment. Maybe there's one here tonight who's never trusted Christ as their personal Savior. Maybe you just slip up your hand and say, preacher, if I was to die today, I don't know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. I don't know that I've received Christ as my personal Savior. Would you pray for me? Anybody like that at all? Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. Preacher, I don't know if I was to die today that I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you pray for me? I just want to take a moment and pray for you, friend. How about you? Maybe there's someone here tonight say, preacher, there's some things that God showed me tonight I need to wake up about. Some things that God spoke to my heart about. I need to wake up. Would you pray for me, Pastor? Pray for me. Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand. You may put it down. Anybody else say, pray for me. Thank you. I see that hand. Some things I need to wake up. Anybody else tonight before we pray? Thank you. I see that hand. You may put it down. How about you, friend? How about you? I'm going to pray for you. But as I pray, if God spoke to your heart, maybe you'll come down to the altar tonight and just give it to the Lord tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Thank you again, Lord, for your goodness and grace. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here. Thank you, Lord, for the message at hand. Lord, I know that several lifted their hands tonight, acknowledging that in the spiritual sense, Lord, some things that we need to wake up about. Lord, you know who they are. You know what the need is, and I pray that you'd help them. God, you've spoke to our heart about many things tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to them in a special way. Help them to grow. Help them to learn from this. Help us all to be stronger Christians as a result of what we read in the scriptures tonight. Father, I pray that you'd be with this church. I pray that you'd help us to be a lighthouse in this community. Lord, help us be a beacon for souls, Lord, who come to know you as their personal Savior. Help us to do everything that we can to declare the gospel. Lord, we thank you for being so good to us. Lord, tonight we have so much to be thankful for. And Father, thank you again for everything that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you so much for being faithful to the house of God tonight. Hey, would you take an offer and put it on the house? Hey, buddy, how you doing?
You do know that if you don't look at the time, your mind can't tell your body what time it is.
That's true.
And you'll sleep better.
Yeah, that's true. See you guys. Hey, see ya. Have a good one. Courtney, I'll get in touch with you. Okay, buddy.